8 minutes to 9. More now on that very story. A freedom of information request from the BBC and others has revealed that the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey, was among those to write to police and prosecutors in support of Peter Ball when he was a bishop accused of child abuse more than 20 years ago. In October 2015, following a fresh investigation, Peter Ball was convicted of abusing 18 young men and sentenced to 32 months in prison. Tom Simons, our Home Affairs correspondent, is on the line. Tom, you've had a look at these letters. What does the one from George Carey say?
Well, it was written as the police were investigating Bishop Peter Ball in 1993. And in it, George Carey says that Peter Ball is suffering excruciating pain and spiritual torment as a result of this police investigation. He also says that when he first heard about the allegations in 1993, the fact that Ball had worked with young people suggested to him that it was improbable that Ball was guilty. But he does take the time in this letter to say that he is not intending to influence the criminal decisions that needed to be taken by the then Director of Public Prosecutions, Barbara Mills, as to whether to charge Peter Ball. Nevertheless, at the time, he wasn't charged. He was given a caution, though he did have to resign.
And that is the crucial point about these letters and their potential importance, whether they influence the investigation that was underway.
That's right. I mean, they've been portrayed by prosecutors in court as a series of letters from the establishment in support of Peter Ball, about 2,000 in all. The Crown Prosecution Service has released 12 that are from significant public figures who may have had an influence. It has presumably many other letters. And also the defence, in this case, it's understood, had received some letters as well, including, it was said in court, a letter from a member of the royal family. And the Crown Prosecution Service says that it does not have, or has not seen or have that letter at all. But some of the other letters include, for example, a letter from Lord Justice Anthony Lloyd, a senior judge at the time, who said that Ball was the most gentle, upright and saintly man I have ever met. And he also says, I would find it difficult to accept that such an awful fate, being prosecuted and accused, could have befallen so good a man. So clearly, again, that letter made the point, not an attempt to influence the criminal process, but clearly a lot of support from the establishment, very much so in this case.
But it was in 2015, in October 2015, that he ended up admitting to these offences.
That's right. Following a long police investigation in Sussex, following many claims that there had been a church cover-up, the church itself finally got the files out and went through them to make sure what cases were there. And faced with the prosecution for misconduct in public office and also some sexual offences, Peter Ball admitted those offences and he was given a prison sentence of 2 years and 10 months.
And what does the church say now about how its whole approach to these sorts of cases and these sorts of allegations?
Well, really, it says that it has taken many decisions in recent years to go back to files, to go back to allegations that have been received within the church and deal with them properly. It also said that it would have a public inquiry or an independent inquiry into child sexual abuse in the Church of England, if the overriding independent child sexual abuse investigation inquiry by Lord Justice Goddard didn't do that. Well, she has said that the church will be one of the first inquiries that she carries out, so presumably the job will go to her. But the church is trying to make the point that it has turned a corner, it is doing a better job in dealing with these allegations now than it did in the past.
Tom, thank you. Well, we're joined now from Leeds by David Greenwood, a lawyer who specialises in abuse cases and who represented several of those abused by Peter Ball. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of the content of these letters?
Well, the content of them, that I haven't read the actual letters, I've only read the press reports, but it appears that none of these letters mention the suffering of the victims involved here. None of them mention that there should be a full investigation into what evidence was available at the time. I'd also like to make the point that it's interesting about the timing of these letters going into the Crown Prosecution Service. And the question has to be asked, and hopefully will be asked by Mrs. Justice Goddard, as to when these letters were written. Were they written before Peter Ball or before a decision was about to be made by the Crown Prosecution Service, or were they made written afterwards? It just, to have 2,000 letters going to the Crown Prosecution Service from members of the establishment and supporters of Peterborough just seems as though it's parts of the establishment trying to help another part of the establishment. That's what's so worrying about this.
Although, as you acknowledge, you haven't been able to read the full content of the 12 letters that have been released. In terms of in George Carey's case, Lord Carey's case, what he said about the judicial process, and in his letter to the Chief Constable of Gloucester, he did say he was keenly conscious of the need to avoid any suggestion that I might be attempting to influence the police inquiries. And he also acknowledged that special pleading would be entirely inappropriate. His focus, he said, was focusing on the pain and, in his words, spiritual torment that the allegations have brought on Peter Ball.
He's right to have said that he didn't want in any way to influence the criminal justice process, but this is something that that comes through a number of cases that I've dealt with, which is that members of the establishment and certainly the churches don't think still have appreciated how much power and influence they do have. They're a fairly small number of pretty powerful individuals running their own dioceses around the country, and to receive letters such as those will obviously have had some influence on the Crown Prosecution Service at the time, and I would suggest contributed to the decision to allow Peter Ball to be cautioned rather than prosecuted in 1993.
Just finally, now that Peter Ball has been sentenced to prison, what your clients, do they feel justice has been done?
Yeah, they do. They do feel a sense of weight having been lifted, but they are really quite angry that Peter Ball escaped justice between 1993 and 2012. We need to remember that a young man called Neil Todd, for whom Peter Ball was cautioned back in 1993, was so tormented by the lack of justice that he took his own life in 2012.
David Greenwood, thank you very much.